Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The man charged with opening fire in a Brooklyn subway car full of people, Frank James, was jailed without bail Thursday. As prosecutors told a judge, he terrified all of New York City. A plea was not entered at this time. Private equity giant Thoma Bravo owns McAfee and Landesk and is now working on a possible bid for Twitter, setting up what could be a rival to Elon Musk's offer for the embattled social network. Musk's offer of $54.20 a share is a 38% premium and may be the price no stockholder could refuse. It's not clear how much Thoma Bravo might bid or when it might make the offer. Ukraine is taking responsibility for sinking a Russian warship in the Black Sea with two missiles. Russia has acknowledged the Moskva has sunk, but says it was an accidental fire and not an attack that caused the ship to sink in the Black Sea. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The CDC, like the Biden administration, wants Title 42 to go away. Tim Berg reports.
The CDC recently announced there is no need for the Title 42 pandemic authority invoked by former President Donald Trump, which keeps some illegal immigrants from claiming asylum over public health concerns. Republicans and some Democrats are calling on the Biden administration to leave Title 42 in place. New York Republican Congressman Claudia Tinney says that based on her experience visiting the border, Title 42 should be left in place to protect Americans' health.
They had diseases like lice, which was prevalent, measles, mumps, elderly people in some cases had tuberculosis. HIV AIDS was also present at the border. All kinds of diseases there. It's not just COVID-19.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business.
The Republican National Committee voted unanimously Thursday in favor of walking away from the Commission on Presidential Debates, saying the group is politically biased. USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
A spokesperson for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex has confirmed Harry and Meghan will visit Queen Elizabeth II on their way to The Hague to attend the Invictus Games, which begin tomorrow. Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom, the lawmaker behind the state's new abortion bill, said on Newsmax that he is speaking for the unborn children that cannot speak for themselves.
This is a huge win, not just for conservatives, not just for Oklahoma, but for future generations. Because we in Oklahoma are now saying it is a crime. You will be charged with a felony. The abortionists will face prison time if they intentionally take that innocent life. And this is something that government has a responsibility to do. We have a responsibility to stand up and protect the lives of the unborn. So I think this is a huge victory for us. Yes, we're going to have to continue to see the courts deal with these different things, and in many ways, I believe, overstep their authority. But that doesn't mean that we as the legislature shouldn't be pushing back and actually trying to protect those lives by any means necessary. So I am very thrilled to have Governor Stitt sign my bill, Senate Bill 612. He's been the most pro-life governor we've ever had. I'm sure Governor DeSantis will be fighting whatever they do in Florida, whatever the courts decide there. But it's time that these Republican legislatures lead and push back against this leftist liberal nonsense that is essentially child sacrifice with the murdering of those innocent children in the womb.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, and it starts with the truth. You know, as we've been saying, truth no longer is a defense. It's become an offense. And, you know, and that's something to consider here and to understand for those of us that want to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We're going to offend some people along the way. It's just the nature of the culture right now. But that doesn't mean that we, you know, not talk about these things, because avoiding the truth is dangerous on so many levels. And I think, you know, it's interesting, you find the people that are so insulted by the truth are the supposedly quasi-elite and sophisticated of our culture. You know, the academics that say that they know so much more than the rest of us. But meanwhile, you've got everyday Americans that believe in common sense that just says it doesn't line up. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that you're offended, but I'm not going to abandon the truth just to somehow give you some sense of false satisfaction. Well, you know, Easter celebrates the event that forever changed the world. Now more than ever, with governmental authority gone awry, with mass purveyance of deception, a culture adrift in postmodernism now giving way to transhumanism, Americans, believe it or not, are increasingly turning to religion to find answers. With us to tell us more about is Dr. Scott Powell. He's the author of Rediscovering America, a fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution, and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Dr. Scott Powell, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, Bill, it's great to be with you. And I'm one of those academics you just referred to, but I agree with you 120%, wholeheartedly. Yeah.
Well, I say with all due respect, you know, academics should be leading the way in helping us understand and to gain in the right knowledge. You know, God says he will show us great and mighty things which we know not. And if we ignore God, what are those great and mighty things we don't know?
Yes, that's so true. It's so true.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that here we are. I mean, you've got Elon Musk, who seems to be the white knight for us, trying to bring back freedom of speech, you know, to our country, and trying to buy out, you know, Twitter. How novel. I mean, here we are, supposedly, our First Amendment right, freedom of speech, is enshrined in our U.S. Constitution, but yet we need somebody like Elon Musk and not we the people to demand that our ruling class, our government, follow the rules and the rule of law, which allows us for free speech.
You're so right. And what I encourage your audience to think about, those who agree with you and those who might be skeptical, is to just simply remind everyone that nobody has a monopoly on the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Every individual is unique and different. They see things differently. And many people have parts of the truth, oftentimes, but they don't have the whole picture. So it is absolutely vital to have freedom of speech and freedom of thought so that ideas can interact, can compete, and that the truth will emerge through the competition of ideas. This is This has been a hallmark of progress throughout history. All these companies that are now woke, you know, adopting a political narrative and shutting down and canceling other culture, there's no future for those companies because they didn't become great companies because somebody had a monopoly on the truth running the show.
Right.
They hired smart people. They debated ideas on how to, on what products to develop and how to market them and so forth. And those are principles that have worked throughout history. And should we abandon those, our future is very dark.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the way I see it, Scott, see if this makes sense, is that it's like we've got two rails of truth. We've got human truth, human understanding, and we feel like, okay, this is the truth. And then there's truth that comes from God. I mean, this being Holy Week, there was that moment in time that Jesus had a direct conversation with Pontius Pilate, and the issue, the topic of truth came up. And I sense that in the question that Pontius Pilate asked of Jesus, you know, what is the truth? He had kind of resigned himself to a human understanding that it's so confusing. It's an illusion. We just never quite can't catch up to it. And Jesus is in front of him, the author, the signator of truth that could answer the very question that his heart is aching for. And that question hangs through the millennia. And we get to that point to say, really, what is the truth? And for people of faith and people that understand and believe in the Word of God, we know that Jesus is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. And so if we believe that and we follow that prescription, again, through the millennia, the proof is that it goes well with us. It's when we deny said truth and think that we know better and try to do it on our own that we find ourselves getting into trouble. At least my experience and my understanding of history.
I agree with you. Well said. Well said.
Well, and I think this is the opportunity on this Good Friday. And there's a reason. I mean, it seems for some people, I say, well, you know, Good Friday, well, Bill, Good Friday, isn't this kind of a bad day? I mean, you know, this is the day that Christ was crucified. What makes it good? What makes it good is what we don't know. And what we don't know is what Tony Campolo was saying in the last hour, is that it may be Friday, it may look bleak. All this is to hell in a handbasket. We look at our country and we see all these things, and, you know, there's corruption, there's here and there, people are lying, we don't know who to believe anymore. We've got COVID, we've got a pandemic, we've got supply chain issues, we've got people starving, inflation 8.5%. You know, maybe this is our Friday. This is our Friday as a culture, as a nation. And my hope and prayer is that we will embrace the promise of Sunday when the tomb was empty and a redeeming and loving God gave us the answer to all that we're dealing with right now. Even today in this modern era that we may think, oh, Bill, you know, and I have people, Scott, I tell you, I have people, oh, Bill, that was over 2,000 years ago. How does that have any application to today?
Well, it has amazing application. You look at the progress from the time of Jesus Christ to today, and while things may have gotten off to a slower start through the Middle Ages, but there was a lot of truth that was revealed and things came to be known. But once we got to the period of the Renaissance, the Scientific Revolution, the Protestant Reformation, suddenly the modern age was born, and all of the blessings of modern progress began to develop very fast. And here we are. But what's lacking, you know, we've walked away from God, so the blessings that we have are really now in jeopardy. But I couldn't agree with you more about your analogy of Good Friday, you know, leading to, you know, to the hope of Easter. I think that we're passing through a very dark period now in order that people can be awakened, because for a long time people were sort of just going along to get along. They didn't go very deep, but now nothing makes sense. And when nothing makes sense, people will look to alternative sources. They will look a little deeper. So I think we're really on the verge of a spiritual great awakening that is going to show up in pockets around the country. It already in California, Mario Murillo in the, in the agricultural valley there.
It's Scott, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we come back. More from Scott Powell after
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860. Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
We're back with you. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Bill Martinez here in a joyful mood because we're reminded that that our strength comes from the joy of the Lord. And we have so much to be joyful for, even in the midst of, you know, all the negative perspective and the reports that are coming down. And, you know, Dr. Scott Palate, I tell my friends I've become a but God Christian. They go, but God, what does that mean? I said, well, when you read the Bible here's all the bad news that's coming. And you always have this transformational phrase that says, but God. And when that but God transitional phrase comes, it's like the trumpets are blaring, you know, and that God sends, you know, he's the Lord of heaven's armies, and they come in much the same way, I believe, and this has been my consistent prayer for what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on with the Uyghurs in East Turkestan, is the God of heaven's army is coming in, and we may not be able to hear in mass the miracles that are taking place, but I can tell you the reports that we're hearing, you know, from people who have gone to the Ukraine, who are there on the front lines, you know, to your point, there are pockets of revival that are occurring not only in the Ukraine, but that is spurring these other moments of revival and people turning to God around the world, dare I say.
Yes, yeah. These things don't get reported because the major media everywhere is secular. It doesn't know how to account for spiritual phenomena, and when you can't account for something, you tend to ignore it.
Plus on top of that, anything of God, that's against your narrative because they've already made the exchange. I mean, we're designed to worship something. So either you're going to worship the true God or you're going to worship, the woke God. And this is the exchange that has taken place that the book of Romans talks about. And we're living this out. And, you know, sadly, for those of us who know better, the watchman on the wall, so to speak, you know, we feel for these people because they just don't know where they're heading and what it will mean for them, because there is travail. It's happening now and it will intensify. And can you imagine, Dr. Powell, experiencing travail without God, without hope?
Oh, I know. I know. You know, there's really only two ways, to approach God. There's only two ways to salvation. One way is through works, and the other way is through grace. And all the religions of the world, all the philosophies and religions of the world outside of Christianity, that would include Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Taoism, all of them are works-based in their approach to God, you have to do certain things and follow rituals in order to approach God, whereas our God, the God of Jesus Christ, came down to the earth in human form. He dwelt with everyday people. In fact, he dwelt with the sinners, mm-hmm. and he gave them forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And he said such profound things as, those who have sinned much and are forgiven can then love much, because that's God's gift. And how profound is that? No other religious leader would come down to sinners. In fact, no other religion had God coming down to the earth. We had to go up to him, but not Christianity. Christianity is by far and away the most profound explanation of God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's grace. And those who discover it, their lives are just simply blessed, and they can get through difficulties. Without God, it is a very, very scary place right now.
Well, without a doubt. And I think for people who have bought into that idea of works, you end up insulting God, because nothing of your ability, nothing of any hard work that you do is worth more than his son, Jesus Christ, in redeming us. And so this is the deal. The hamster wheel of life that we jump onto, to think that if I only work a little bit harder, if I work another hour a day, you cannot work your way to heaven. It is a free gift. God says, hey, I'm here it is. And it's up to you to either accept or deny it. Although it's counterintuitive in our human nature, because we think we have to earn our way. We can't do enough to earn it. And until you get to that point to understand that, you know, as Paul did, and what a realization it must have been for him. Because his whole life, his whole early life was all about works. It was, hey, I'm the perfect Jew of Jews. I've lived by the slightest iota of the law. You know, who's greater than Paul until he has a confrontation with Jesus and realizes that anything that he's done is worthless?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the other thing that I think your audience would like to hear is that, you know, if you're oriented around works and you're never good enough, there's always uncertainty with your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. But with Christ and the forgiveness of Christ, there is certainty.
Yes.
There is certainty of your salvation, your future, and with that certainty comes peace. And confidence in all the good things to live your daily life with. It's very powerful.
It's something about his final statement when he said, "It is finished." I mean, think about that for just a moment. It's done. Okay,
right.
So no fussing, no fighting, no more hamster wheel workouts and all the other stuff that we, you know, want to gyrate over. Jesus himself, the Son of God, said, "It's done. It's finished. It's sealed." And so there it is. In my prayer every day, Scott, is that because of what Jesus did on the cross, you know, our sin problem, our fear of death problem, that evaporated. That evaporated right there on the cross once and for all. If you're willing to live with that understanding and that knowledge, and not everybody gets it. And I understand that because it is counterintuitive to the things of the world. But you can't find God by the things of the world. You know, you must come to God in spirit and in truth. There's that word again that we talked about in the first segment. You know,
yeah,
and
yeah.
We cannot insult God by thinking that, hey, look at like the Tower of Babel. We're gonna all come together with all human intelligence and power and rise above God. Right. Good luck.
That's right. Yeah. You know, history shows that so many levels of human advancement were made possible by God who became man. That is Christ. Mm-hmm. And he was born in a stable in a small village of Bethlehem, which was a speck in the vast Roman Empire. And while that empire crumbled and fell, Jesus, who had neither an army nor won any military battles, went on to become the Lord and Savior for people who believe all over the world.
Exactly.
Quite amazing.
And what also was amazing, to again validate his ministry here on earth, how many things did he predict? We say prophesy. How many things did he say is going to happen, and that in fact happened as a result of him coming to earth?
Yeah.
I mean, that blows me away. I mean, and as you said, what other figure have we ever experienced in the history of the world who has had this kind of impact?
That's right. It's astounding. And I think that, you know, America was really founded out of Christianity. I mean, the Protestant Reformation gave all the ideas for the Constitution of the United States, and our early history is just full of rapid progress, really. In 175 years, America went from, it's like going from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. We became the world superpower, militarily, economically, in every way, and that was really largely from God's blessing.
Amen.
But also from the fact that government was limited and people were free to fulfill their lives the way they saw fit, and that led to huge progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the formula that will work in the future.
Exactly. Got to leave it there. Dr. Scott Powell, author of Rediscovering America. Thank you, Scott. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years.
And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man charged with opening fire in a Brooklyn subway car full of people, Frank James, was jailed without bail Thursday. As prosecutors told a judge, he terrified all of New York City. A plea was not entered at this time. Private equity giant Thoma Bravo owns McAfee and Landesk and is now working on a possible bid for Twitter, setting up what could be a rival to Elon Musk's offer for the embattled social network. Musk's offer of $54.20 a share is a 38% premium and may be the price no stockholder could refuse. It's not clear how much Thoma Bravo might bid or when it might make the offer. Ukraine is taking responsibility for sinking a Russian warship in the Black Sea with two missiles. Russia has acknowledged the Moskva has sunk, but says it was an accidental fire and not an attack that caused the ship to sink in the Black Sea. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Daniel Greenfield is with us, Showman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center. He's an investigative journalist, writer focusing on radical left and Islamic terrorism. Daniel, as always, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you're, of course, your credentials, and you've been focused a lot on Islamic terrorism, and that seems to be off the radar in light of what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, so I thought it might be opportune while we have you on to, you know, bring the light back on what's going on by way of Islamic terrorism right now.
I mean, it's off the radar and that the media doesn't tend to talk about it, but we repeatedly have terror plots that are being broken up, that are being waged. And you have all sorts of strange events, like whatever was going on in D.C. with the two guys from Muslim countries who were impersonating DHS officers who were getting close to, into the Secret Service, even penetrating seemingly the First Lady's detail.
Right, exactly. That's pretty incredible. And then not to mention the fact that our southern border's wide open, reports, I mean, we've got 100 people from 160 different countries, including these areas that are problematic, that are imminent threats, you know, to our country.
Yeah, we have everybody showing up at the border. People used to think of the border as just being people from south of the border. No, anybody who can buy a plane ticket to Mexico, flies into Mexico, they show up at the border. We have people from China flying in, people from India, people from Pakistan, from Iran, from Iraq. Everybody is showing up there, and because of the Biden administration's positions, they just come right in. And so it's not just a critical threat for drug smuggling, it's now a critical threat for terrorism, and we've done virtually nothing about it. We have people who were ISIS members who came through, or alleged ISIS members anyway. We have people who were on all sorts of lists who actually, again, got through. And the bottom line is we do almost no checking. We do almost no vetting. And that's, of course, above and beyond the huge Afghan airlift, which brought tens of thousands of people to America. We have no idea who they are.
Exactly.
They're basically getting a retrospective amnesty that prevents anyone from learning about it, because instead of actually going through the asylum process, they're just being given a quick pass.
Yeah. And what about Ukrainians, we understand, that have found it more expedient to come through the southern border as opposed to the typical channels that would bring them into the United States?
You're exactly right. There's about 9,000 or so Russians. I think at last count, 6,000 or so Ukrainians, but the number keeps growing all the time. Again, they show up at the border. They insist that they're seeking asylum, but, you know, we don't have a border with Russia or Ukraine. If you're a refugee from Russia or Ukraine, you're not coming to America. You're going to Poland. You're going to neighboring countries. Again, these are people who are taking advantage of various crises, and this is something that happens. The moment there's a crisis in a country, people immediately jump on the opportunity to show up at the border here. These people have the money. They have the resources to buy plane tickets, to rent cars. Last year, there were two cars full of Russians, I believe, who tried to ram their way through the southern border checkpoints, and one of them was driving a Mercedes. So these are not the poor, oppressed masses. These are people
exactly.
with the resources and the money to come here, and they're very aggressive about getting inside.
Well, and the reason I appreciate you coming on and addressing these issues, as you said at the onset, these are reports that are clearly overlooked because all eyes right now are on Ukraine and, you know, the massive human destruction that's taking place there. But we've got Iran still in negotiations with, of all people, our proxy Russia to go nuclear, though we are told repeatedly by the Obama administration, now the Biden administration, we're going through all this histrionics with Iran so that they will not have access to nuclear weaponry, but we know that that's a big lie.
We know it's a big lie. Obama occasionally admitted it. He admitted that there would be a zero day coming up before long where Iran would have the capability, and the zero day now is pretty close. And, you know, Biden himself, back when he was a senator, said that Israel and everybody else would just have to learn to live with a nuclear Iran. And right now they're confused that the Saudis, that the United Arab Emirates, other countries are not cooperating with Biden and pumping more oil, you know, at the same time that he's trying to cut a deal with Iran. Completely unsurprising to anybody who's paying attention. Bottom line is the Biden administration has sold out our allies in the Middle East. They're behind a nuclear Iran. They're giving Iran a whole lot of sanctions relief, I believe about $130 billion. They're talking about delisting the IRGC, which is Iran's big terror hub, as a foreign terrorist organization. And by the way, one of the DHS guys who was trying to penetrate the Secret Service allegedly had IRGC ties.
Ooh,
so,
wow.
despite that fact, Iran is not giving up on trying to harm Americans. They're reportedly plotting terror attacks that are going to go after former Secretary of State Pompeo, other Trump administration officials. They're continuing to carry out attacks on Americans in Iraq. There have been repeated rocket attacks on Americans. So, you know, the bottom line is Iran still believes in death to America. The Biden administration, however, believes in giving billions to Iran.
How does Israel stand for this? Because, you know, as soon as Iran gets their hands on a nuclear weapon, they're going to be aiming towards Israel.
Israel is coordinating with other countries in the region, former U.S. allies, really, on dealing with this. You know, the recent wave of terrorist attacks in Israel, one of the starting points for that was actually a conference in Israel with a number of regional foreign ministers that was held around the same time. Suddenly you had a wave of these terrorist attacks that were cheered by Iran, probably had a hand in that.
Mm-hmm.
But the conference itself was kind of a game changer because you've never had this kind of relationship between Israel and the countries in the region. That's very much the result of these countries just panicking, being very worried about Iran's going nuclear. So, you know, the countries in the region understand that Biden can't be counted on to do anything, that they're going to have to try to do something themselves because this is just a state of play.
And so what happens? This is going to ignite a rush for these other countries to gain access to nuclear weaponry. Would it not? I mean, we're going to proliferate.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. The Saudis are looking into a nuclear program. Others are, they can already buy off-the-shelf technology from Pakistan, from some other players. Bottom line is, the moment Iran announces that it's gone nuclear, which I think at this point is very likely, other countries are going to unveil their own nuclear weapons, and we're going to be looking at the prospect of a nuclear war in the Middle East, which aside from everything else, if you want to imagine gas prices really hitting the ceiling, I mean, we only get so much energy of our energy needs through Russia. We get a ton of it through the Middle East. So the results would be catastrophic. We wouldn't be dealing with $6, $7 a gallon gas. We'd be dealing with $20, $30.
Wow. That is incomprehensible at this point, as America is feeling the pain at the pump, which this administration wants to blame Putin for. But look at the American people are seeing it for the lie that it is. And they know that Putin's not responsible, that you have an administration that cast away our energy independence for energy dependence.
Indeed, we've seen the price of gas continuing to rise well before the onset of the crisis. Well, obviously, there's an impact. The biggest impact here, we're talking about inflation. We're talking about a refusal to actually develop American resources. And if you don't do that, then you're dependent on the world market. Obviously, the world market is always going to be a factor, but if we're dependent on it, then whatever happens around the world really has a huge impact on us, because if we don't have our own resources to fall back on, I mean, the same holds true for any number of things. We see this with China. We see this with computer chips. We see this with a whole lot of mining resources that were just outsourced, including, by the way, uranium. The Clinton administration decided not to mine uranium in America, just buy it from Russia. As a result, we're dependent on nuclear power, is dependent on Russian uranium.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, let's you know, allow the Secretary of State to sell 20% of our uranium resources to the Russians. And, oh, yeah, her brother happens to get a job with the Russians along the way too. This is so corrupt. I mean, we've been sold out to these, you know, by these globalists, and they're undermining an American first strength and policy.
Indeed, and it's just getting worse. So every time the Biden administration prevents Americans from actually mining resources, from drilling for oil, we become more dependent on the international community, and this is exactly what they want. They want America to be interdependent. They want us to be crippled by anything that happens in the rest of the world, which, of course, means that we ultimately end up being blackmailed by terror states like Iran. We end up being dragged into assorted wars, not of our choice anymore, but just because the alternative to going into these wars becomes economic catastrophe.
Exactly.
We don't want to be in that position. It's a position of weakness.
More from Daniel Greenfield after this. Stay with us.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
With the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Daniel Greenfield is our guest, a showman journalist and fellow at the Freedom Center. He's an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. Daniel, thank you so much for the insight on bringing us up to date and putting the light back on Islamic terrorism and the precariousness of the Middle East and what is going on there. One final question relevant to nuclear Iran. What are your sources indicating to you in terms of, Iran going nuclear? Are we talking something that could happen, you know, quite quickly, like within the next year or two, once an agreement is approved?
It could very well happen. Obviously, there's a lot of secrecy around Iran's nuclear program. The Iranians have lied. We've done no meaningful monitoring. But I suspect it's really very much up to Iran. If they decide to pursue this very aggressively, and they're likely to because they know Biden will do nothing, then it is very likely to happen. Certainly, they're going to try to see that it happens under Biden, because once a Republican is in office, then all bets are off.
Yeah, without a doubt. Daniel, you wrote about the left's war on childhood. You say the leftists demand safe spaces for themselves, but take them away from our kids. What's going on?
I mean, this is the situation. What happens when people don't grow up, when they don't act like adults, when adults act like children, they start turning children to adults. And this is something we see, the push for child activism. We now have this in pretty much every school, the pressure for children to start saving the world. It's not the job of children to save the world. It's not the job of schools to enlist children into political projects. But now they're pushing, of course, to sexualize children because, again, you have people who are adults but act like children, who want to turn children into adults, who want whether they want sexual contact with children or whether they just want children to reflect them. This is the situation here. Adults in a civilized society are supposed to protect children, to take care of them, and to keep them from dealing with all these things that they're not ready for. In our society, there's an expectation that children should be precocious, that they should be exposed to all these adult ideas, and that they should be making adult choices. So, of course, they're pushing for children to vote, for children to become sexually active, for children to become mature adults. This is horrible evil, and obviously it's bad for children, for society, and for all of us. Mm-hmm.
And we have elected officials that have no problem with teaching sex to our 4- and 5-year-olds. And the outrage, I'm based these days, Daniel, in Florida, and saw what happened and how they changed the narrative on this parents' rights bill and turned it into the Don't Say Gay bill, which gay wasn't even part of the bill whatsoever. clever, and most common sense parents would say, yeah, I don't want schools teaching my 4 or 5 year old about sex. You know, that isn't even appropriate at that age.
Despite all these lies, the majority, even of Democrats in Florida, oppose this nonsense. They don't believe that kindergartners should be getting sex ed. But you won't hear about that in the media, which, of course, just focuses on pushing these lies. And they bring out corporations as if the corporations are some sort of demographic. The same folks who are claiming that corporations aren't people now claim that corporations should be deciding schools should teach rather than the voters, that corporations should get more say, Disney should get more say than Florida voters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's it is tragic what our culture is going through and the cost that our kids are paying in terms of their innocence. Daniel, I remember the days when we were growing up during the Cold War, that the imminent threat of some nuclear bomb, you know, coming from Russia at any moment, and we did all these exercises jumping under the desks, and that was bad enough. But now you've got, you know, to your point, you've got adults telling the kids that unless they save the world, they won't even live long enough to grow up in it. I mean, what a dastardly thing to say to these young kids in terms of robbing their innocence and their chance to even go through some natural process of maturing.
That's absolutely destructive. I mean, you're telling 9-year-olds that the world is going to end unless they save it. You're traumatizing these kids. You're taking away their sense of potential, the sense that the world is this incredible place full of possibilities. Instead, you're telling them that it's your job to fix all the adult problems. Mm-hmm. You get these miniature adults that are dysfunctional, that are traumatized. I mean, look at Greta Thunberg. There's a whole lot of activists like these teenagers who have never actually been children. They're just bitter at adults for taking away their childhoods.
Yeah, exactly. And they come off with this narrative, and of course the media is plenty ready to give them plenty of time and space to spout out these narratives. And here you have this young child spouting off adult type terms, and you go, there's no way this 18 or 17 year old girl knows what she's talking about when it comes to climate.
I might see these 12-year-olds that are brought to rallies, or 9-year-olds. The Sunshine Movement, which is this radical group, would bring these children to come and yell at senators. This is child soldiers. This is child soldiers. It's the sort of thing you see in Africa. Mm. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, it's a modern version of the brown shirts, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, Mao's Red Guards.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is so surprising here recently that Disney came out, and that, you know, we find Disney siding with, you know, this radical modern theology of depriving our children of their childhood. This is shocking to me. And I knew this instantly was going to have an impact on their brand.
The thing to understand about Disney is it's really not for kids anymore. The majority of Disneyland, Disney World park visitors are actually adults without children. Majority of Disney Plus subscribers are adults without children. Disney has stopped being a children's brand. It's really become a brand for kind of millennials who are into certain kinds of popular culture, but who really don't have children, probably don't intend to have children. It's built this massive fandom that you have this Star Wars hotel that costs $5,000 for 2 adults. But it doesn't really have anything to do with actual childhood the way Walt Disney envisioned it. It's very much about exploiting people who like their particular brands, like Marvel or Star Wars, but it has no desire whatsoever to do anything about children, and certainly has no regard for children.
Daniel, our culture, as you and I appreciated growing up, is in so much danger right now. What can we do?
The most important thing we can do, obviously, comes when from raising our families, people who have actually gotten a wake-up call about exposing children to Disney, you know, that's a good thing. The same is true for virtually every modern major Hollywood product, which all really comes burdened with woke political agendas. People have gotten a wake-up call about what's going on in schools. You have to be able to build communities. You have to be able to whatever extent you can build just a micro-community for your family, insulate them from a lot of this, provide them with traditional religious counter-influences, because so many conservatives have talked about losing their children, their grandchildren, and, you know, this is basically why. When we let schools, when we let Hollywood raise kids, then they're going to raise them in their own way.
Exactly. Well, we saw clearly, and I guess, you know, I keep saying that we can be thankful for COVID in as much as we saw what was happening in the classrooms across America, and you've got parents outraged and doing something about it, taking over school boards and taking over and command of the curriculum in these schools. Many parents are just choosing to exit the public school system and take their kids to private schools.
Yeah, that's very important with our daughter. We're absolutely bent on doing a religious school, and we've been very careful about not providing anything corporate, no Disney, no no Paw Patrol, no nothing. We're doing traditional books, books from 50, 60, 70 years ago, classic stories, and we're keeping her gated as much as we can from this dysfunctional culture. No screen time, none of this really corrupt and broken culture that's trying to take the country down with it.
Well, the idea, again, the operative word today is protection. And this is what families do. It's inherent in all fathers and mothers. And we just have to up our game. You know, we have gotten lax. Maybe we've gotten too concerned about the things of the world and work and that, and that we have we've relinquished the key responsibility when we have children, you know, to protect them and to raise them up in the manner in which they should go. So I appreciate, again, your warning that you're sounding so clearly for all of us, Daniel, that we need to up our game when it comes to protecting our children. You also write, the radical leftists who demand safe spaces for themselves, they're taking them away from our kids. Children are being put to work again. You say not in factories, which would be kinder by comparison, but in radical causes. They're being told that they are on the verge of death, that their country is evil, the world is about to be destroyed if they don't do something at once. You know, what a lie to put on the psyche, on the shoulders of these kids. What kind of damage? I mean, we're already seeing it being expressed in an increased number of suicides amongst teens. You know, this is not helping the cause. And for some reason, the left doesn't even see the danger that they're imposing upon our kids.
The left is entirely comfortable with it. I mean, whether it's the sex indoctrination at kindergarten or any of the environmental racial justice activism stuff, all this has a common purpose. Their goal is to recruit children at a very young age, to the youngest age possible. If they could recruit them right into the delivery room, they absolutely would do that. They don't care about the cost because they believe that what they represent is the best possible outcome for mankind, utopia, and anything they do to make that possible is justified. The ends justify the means. And so, you know, they're going to end racism, hunger, war, all this stuff. All they have to do is mobilize your children when they're five or six. So to them, it's absolutely no risk whatsoever. And yes, the rates of depression are out of control. The rates of teenage suicide continue to climb. For the first time, really, in this generation, a majority of Americans don't believe that life is getting any better. And where would they have gotten that idea from? The left.
Exactly. Well, you say quite clearly, which is quite ominous, you say instead of growing up feeling safe and protected, leftist children are traumatized at an early age by being forced to think of the world as a dangerous and evil place their parents can't protect them from, but that they must take on the responsibility to change, or else everyone will die. What an incredible thought to put into the minds of our children. Daniel Greenfield, a Shulman Journalism Fellow at the Freedom Center, an investigative journalist and writer focusing on the radical left and Islamic terrorism. Daniel, thank you for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you so much.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?